It is the Friday Show. Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart, Mike Kearney and Chris Barber. What a fabulous room. We've got Steve and Alex to talk about the North East Derby and Robbie Scotcher on the phone as well. The absolute business. There is no 12 o'clock, no 12:30 kickoff. You always miss it when it's gone, Mo.
Sorry. Some of the DJs till 4 o'clock on a Friday morning and Friday evening. No, I don't miss
Don't you miss it at all?
No.
I always miss it.
Breakfast. Like at midday and it's like Bournemouth away at Spurs.
I mean, it would be all right if it was just a few, if it was like, if I was in at finish at 2, but no, because I finish at 4, get home, get to sleep around about 5, half 5. So if I have to get up for it, then I'm basically committing to 4 hours sleep, which is as a 40.
Are you including travel, not just get up and watch it?
I'm an old man now, I can't really do these things anymore.
That's all right. No, I like the idea, I just like switching it on. I'll be honest, I like switching it on and going from there.
A few normal people, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's fine. Yep, there's 3 o'clock then, and the first 3 o'clock we're going to deal with, because it's in alphabetical order, is Chelsea versus Everton. No fucking round here, Chris. And I mean it in every sense.
That's the alphabet for you.
Yeah. I mean it in every sense. No fucking round here, Chris. You know, the last thing anyone needs is the wrong blues on the march. You know, there's acceptable blues to be on the march. If blue must be the colour, then, you know, the next bit has got to be Chelsea, surely. But, you know, are you going to mess about? Because that appears to be your current raison d'etre.
So I think what's happening is everyone needs to come to terms with the fact that every single Chelsea game is an isolated incident. And I think because it's sort of those like Black Mirror inside number nine type shows. And like those shows, we have our favourites and sometimes the writing's not as good. That's the situation, because you watch us play against teams in quite exciting games, and you've written it down here, but against Arsenal it was genuinely like impressive. Like I thought we were gonna actually get some major out of that game. Barcelona was just sort of systematically again brilliant, and they were just kind of at it and stuff.